Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 13, Mishnah 8, just a brief introduction. The Mishnah discusses a situation where Reuven comes over to his friend Shimon and he says, "You owe me money." And he has proof. Reuven takes out a shtar, he takes out a loan document, though it has already come to turn, and he says, "You never paid me." Shimon says, "I did pay you. I did even have a receipt. I lost my receipt, but I have proof that I paid you. And that is because you sold me your field after the date of the loan already had come to term, and I paid you money, and you didn't say, 'Oh, I'm going to use that money for the loan that you owe me.' Must be that that loan is already paid." Let's see the mission inside. Someone who takes out a loan document on his friend, the halah, and the borrower, Haiti, takes out a different deed of a sale, Shemachar Lai, that the lender had sold him as Asada, his field. So he wants to use that as proof. If I still owed you money, you should have just taken the money of the sale. Admoin Noimer, Admoin says that the proof is a good proof. We side with the borrower. Yachalusha Yoimer, the borrower could say, Ilu Aisi Chayevlach, if I still owed you money for the loan, Hayelachali Parashalach, you should have first collected your loan, Kishemachar Talias Asada, when you sold me the field. And the fact that you didn't proves that I already paid you. The Chacham say, that no, the claim of the borrower is not a substantial claim. Why? Zaya pikeach. The reason is because the lender was a smart guy. Shemach alei sakaka. He sold him the field because he was scared that maybe the lender won't pay him back the money and he'll have nothing to take as collateral for not paying it or nothing he could foreclose on. Therefore, he sold him his field, took the money, and now, now he can come down and take the field as collateral until the leiva pays him back for the loan. So on the contrary, it was done with a strategy. It was done with wisdom. Therefore, it's no proof, and therefore, the leiva's words don't count, and he must pay back the loan. Let's see one more. Mishnah 9. Mishnah says, Shnaim she'etziu shtar chay ze'alze. Two people take out a loan document, one on the other, and one of them, the term of the loan, ended later than the other one. Admoin says, the one that has the shtar, that has the document, that has a later date, could say, if I owed you money, how would you borrow from me and not pay back your loan? Must be that the shtar that you're taking is paid, that you're trying to claim from me is paid back, and I don't owe you anything. Hacham say that no, the loan, the first loan, does not just go away. Each one collects the loan from the other. Why? Because each one could say, since you have a shtar chayv, since I have a loan document in my house, in my hand, I'm believed on my claim, and therefore the halacha is that each one has to pay the other one. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.